The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
You know how we dropped our daughter off at college last week? Yeah, she's not picking the phone up, and I have these horrible ideas going on in my head when she doesn't. Good morning, it's the Dana Cortez Show. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony 8.
So Otto and I dropped Ava Maddock off. You know, I'm very proud of her. She's at the dorms, first person in my family to go to the college of choice, all this amazing stuff. And I'm proud of her, cool, but she's not picking her phone up when I call or text, and it is driving me insane.
The second she doesn't answer her phone, then I get to hear about all the bad things that are happening to her because she's not answering her mother's phone calls.
So I don't mind not answering my phone call. Like, I don't mind not talking because I'm a texter, okay? I prefer you to text me. But I'm texting her, and Anthony, she doesn't answer me. So in my head, she's in the back of a serial killer's van. And there's nobody that can help her.
Oh,
and
no.
And I'm trying my best to figure out
what's
going on.
And that's why you shouldn't
on.
Be watching so much true crime stuff.
Yeah,
because guess what she was doing? She was working on her schedule. She's getting everything ready. I finally had to text her. I was like, hey, you need to answer your mom because your mom's about to drive me crazy.
Yeah, dude, ain't nobody trying to talk to your parents on the first weekend at college.
What? Why not?
Because you're out partying. You're out hanging out. You're like, there's so
many. She wasn't even partying. She's working on her schedule, and she can't talk to me. And if she is partying, she can send me a little text message that says, I'm fine, Mom. You know? It's just, I don't know. I know you said, Anthony, that when you moved away and you went to college, you talked to your mom more than ever.
Yeah, but not the first weekend of school. The first weekend of school is all for the parties, dude. You don't even, have they started class yet?
No, they start today.
Oh, yeah. Today.
Dude, I mean, that starts on, you know, on I don't know what they call Thursday anymore, but yeah, it starts from Thursday, it goes till Sunday morning.
They called it Thirsty Thursdays.
Oh, that's the best.
I will say she was changing her schedule around so she didn't have to go to school on Friday mornings. And we know why. We know why, because Thursday night is the big night on college.
I thought it was brilliant. I was thinking, how can we change our schedule around so we don't have to come to work Friday morning really early? God.
Yeah, but so did you eventually talk to her, though?
Yes, finally, because Otto...
She answered
text
mine
her.
Because I told her. I was like, your mom's driving me crazy. You have to answer your phone.
You know, and I've never...
And she called within like 2 seconds of that.
I've never been that helicopter parent. And I heard her tell her dad. I heard her tell Otto, Mom's never like this. And he's like, she is, but it's escalated.
Usually I can cushion her from it. I don't call her from her craziness.
I don't call any of my kids incessantly. I'm not like calling them over, but I shoot them a text every now and then. Hey, how are you? Good, Mom. Cool. I know you're alive. That's all I'm asking for.
They have lives also, and I get it, though. But the thing is that Dana, the second she contacts them, she wants an immediate response, no matter what.
I don't care.
How many times have you contacted Dana, and she doesn't respond for a whole day or two?
That's not the point. I think what I'm going to do is I'm going to do the location on her. I've never done that before.
No. You can't. You know? She's an adult. Can't put a location on an adult.
That's going to be worse for you.
She's an adult when we stop paying for college, okay? So what do we have for National Day, Anthony A?
Today we are celebrating Women's Equality Day.
Yeah, see that our daughter going to college and all the ladies out there, I want us to be paid equally. I think it's super important that we talk about it, that we put women in positions that they are qualified for and maybe don't get looked at because, I don't know, she's a woman, she has children, maybe.
How much is the payoff still?
Oh, it's, I think with white women, it's like 70 cents. With Asian women, it might be 80 cents off. And for Latino women, I hate to say it, but we are at the bottom of the barrel here. We make 55 cents to the dollar when it is comparable to men. It's horrible.
Jeez.
Yeah. We still have a long way to go.
We do, obviously.
We've caught up some, but not enough. So let's keep talking about it.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Anthony A's friend robbed a bank, and we're going to talk about it right now. I did not believe you at first. I thought you were kidding, but this is real.
Yeah, no, it's very real. My friend, over the course of 2 years, robbed 5 banks. He used to be an Alaskan crab fisherman, lost that job, and it was down on his luck. And
those people make a lot of money.
He was making good money. And last time I spoke to him, that's what he was doing.
But then you have to live in Alaska. So.
Yeah. But over the past 2 years, he robbed 5 different banks in his local neighborhood, which is a small town.
Oh, my God.
In the same car.
How?
That's what my question was. How do you rob 5?
Why would you do the same bank, like in the same neighborhood?
Well, I guess if you get away with it one and one time, okay, two times.
By the third time, you're really pushing your luck.
Invest the stolen money and stop robbing banks.
On that note, he would go to the casinos and watch.
Oh, this guy's just a generous.
That's a good, I mean, that's pretty smart.
No, it's not.
Yes, no, it's not.
That part is pretty smart, dude.
No, because he's wasting all the money you just spent.
No, he's not spending at this casino. He's going and then just transferring it and getting his money back at the casino.
Oh, yeah. I thought he was gambling it away.
It was like some Ozarks watching and laundering right there, dude.
I guess, but I don't know.
I will, like, it was.
How do you even rob a bank?
I don't know how he did it, because I could never do it. I could never rob a bank.
Anthony, be so scary, right?
One, well, so scary, and then, like, he had to have a mask on. I think my head's too big for a ski mask to begin with. And then also, I don't think I could rob a bank. I don't think I could rob a bank because I'm too polite. And you can't be a polite and passive-aggressive bank robber.
No, because people won't listen to you.
No, not at all.
Especially, if you got a gun, they might listen. No,
well, my gun would be for emotional support. Like, I don't think I would definitely.
It wouldn't be loaded.
And look how I'm getting this.
It
I would definitely
be a BB gun.
It wouldn't even be loaded.
And I'm going to tell you right now, you better come with it.
I don't
you
even
better come with it. You know?
Automatic, you're the bank teller. Let's
okay.
All right, I'm about to rob you. I'm about to rob you.
Oh, right, here we go. Okay.
All right.
Sir,
the,
would you.
I'm the security guard.
Okay. Sir, well, how can I help you today?
Okay. All right. If you're not too busy. Before you.
I've already tackled you. Yeah. Already out.
You're not too busy.
I don't want to bother your day.
Yeah,
but can you give me this money
robber.
From the vaults?
Otto, would you? No. You can't.
Okay, let me do my bank robbery.
Well, I'm the security. Okay.
First of all, I'm wearing a mask. I'm going to wear, like, it's going to be like point blank, where I have, like, an old president's mask
on.
Oh, nice.
Keanu Reeves is in it. Okay. 90s movie, okay?
Let's all Google that.
Surfer movie.
Okay.
All right, sir, welcome to the credit union today of the bank. What, how can I help you?
I'm security guard again.
Sir, let's not make this messy. Let's make this quick. Give me your money, and everybody get on the ground.
I thought you were hitting on him.
Yeah.
It's over. Neither one of you
are robbing. Well, what am I supposed to do? Start screaming and be angry?
At least we know neither of us are robbing.
I'm not robbing
bank.
A bank. No.
Banks, no.
Can I get us out?
Dana, can you give us a bank robbery?
No, I actually have a gentleman on hold. His name is allegedly John, so I guess he doesn't want to give us his name. Sir, how would you rob a bank?
Well, I'm one of those that if I get caught, we got caught.
Exactly. I completely understand.
Like, I don't know if you've ever seen The Queens of Comedy. I'm sure one of you guys have had to. But, you know, like Monique says, like.
Yeah, I've seen it.
It's not even The Queens of Comedy. Actually, it's I Could Have Been Your Cellmate by Monique way back. And she says, if I'm in the car and we get caught doing some and I get caught, we all got caught.
I'm the same way. How many times did I tell you, Otto and Anthony, don't do anything in front of me illegal, because if somebody comes asking, I am snitching.
Yeah.
I am going to tell, please.
It's not even that. It's being accountable. One is a man. Like, oh, man, let me pull this damn car over and let me the hell out.
I'm with you 100%. 100.
Call me when y'all are done. You know? Yeah, I don't know. That's crazy, though. Is that a true story?
Yes, it is a very true story.
Yes, when Anthony told us, like, we have to talk about it. Do you want to know how he got caught?
How?
He was picking up pizza from a pizza parlor in the same car.
Oh! Yeah. In the same car?
Yep, the same one.
My God.
Did he at least take off the mask?
We don't even know if he was wearing one. Now you completely understand why we're laughing at this.
Oh, yeah. Well, he's innocent. He still pled not guilty, didn't he?
Oh, no, he's already convicted. He's already doing his time.
No.
Yeah. He's innocent. Poor guy. Rest his soul.
God bless his heart. That's what we meant. God bless his heart. Well, allegedly, John, thank you so much for calling. We appreciate you listening.
All right, cool. I appreciate you guys. You guys all have a good day.
You too, allegedly, John. Bye.
Bye-bye.
So I did ask the question, have you ever gotten away with something bad? I did one time. And I feel like karma never got me. I once... When I was the teacher's pet.
Oh, I thought you were going to tell me you robbed a bank or something.
No, I did not rob a bank. I could have, though. My credit union didn't have cameras inside the vault. But anyway, I didn't do that because I'm a good person. I don't know if I'm a good person. I cheated on the spelling test because I was grading everybody's papers and I forgot how to spell a word. And so when I was grading my own, I changed the word and gave myself 110.
I don't know if that makes you a hardened criminal. I don't know if that makes you a bank robber.
But I got away with something bad.
I mean, that's pretty on brand because when we just did our role play, you volunteered to be the security guard. So, that's about right.
There you go.
I can't stand around you.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Oh, the Cracker Barrel controversy. What are we doing here? It's not that big a deal. They changed their logo and everybody's like, their stock's plummeting. Everything's terrible. It's been plummeting for 5 years. I didn't know this. They've struggled. They've been closing all over the country. So this is a last ditch effort to try to revive the sales, get people through the doors.
Why do you think people are so triggered by the fact that they changed their logo?
I don't know.
They took that little old man off the end.
Yeah,
it's the old man in the barrel. I'm like, you know, it's a country store. But the thing is, people that were going to Cracker Barrel were getting older, so they needed to new it up. That's why the sales are dying off, because the clientele's dying off. So they're trying
as
to
as long as they don't get rid of like the element of Cracker Barrel when you walk in there and it's like the gift shop up front. I like to.
They still have all that. It does look newer.
And it reminded me of a Denny's.
I'm eating that Cracker Barrel in 20 years.
Yeah, bro, it's not my favorite. There are way better places to get a chicken fried steak. Now, that being said, big brands trying to change their names. The one I thought of right away is HBO. They did the whole Max thing.
When they bought Cinemax and then they became HBO Max and then they were Max and now they're back to HBO.
Because I could never call it Max. What are we talking about here? It was always HBO. I like it to be HBO, and obviously they realized that nobody was buying Max. It was not going to happen.
Elon Musk tried to rebrand Twitter. I mean, I still call it Twitter. I don't ever call it X.
So do I. What is it?
No, it's called X.
It's called X, yeah.
And literally, anytime anyone talks about it on television or on the radio, they always say, formerly known as Twitter.
What? Because how do you send an X? You're sending a tweet.
One of my favorite rebrands that was low-key that took me a while to notice was that Dunkin' Donuts is no longer Dunkin' Donuts. It's just Dunkin'.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I had no idea, which really irks me because that's the only reason I go there. Once in a while, when your girl wants a donut, she's going to Dunkin'.
Oh, really?
Or Winchell's. But yes.
Shout out Simply's.
I had no idea. And then you, Otto, or Anthony, I don't remember who it was, KFC is not Kentucky Fried Chicken, anymore?
Just KFC.
When did this happen? Why would you change Kentucky Fried Chicken? I don't get it. Is it too hard for us to say?
Yeah.
That whole word.
Oh, my gosh. You must say KFC. Is it more, you think, modern because we BTW, BRB, KFC, it fits right in there?
I mean, dude, if you're already going to KFC, you're already lazy as a person as it is. You don't want to pronounce those extra.
Anthony, I love KFC.
The one on Facebook, though, that everyone keeps bringing up is on Jemima's.
Oh, yes.
The syrup.
Yes.
Yeah, I didn't even realize that they had gotten rid of that.
Well, yeah, because the family of the woman never got any money.
Oh, so she wasn't compensated, so they said take her off?
Never compensated.
Why wouldn't they compensate her? She was like the brand.
Because she was black, and that was during Jim Crow.
Oh. Mm.
Well, and it was the South, Otto.
Okay, well...
I support that rebrand.
I'm okay with that rebrand. No, then
there's a lot of people that aren't. They're like, I still call it that.
Then why are people so triggered by the old man from Cracker Barrel? Why don't they just get rid of him too and his old racist ways?
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
What you're going to hear is audio of a woman describing her husband walking so far ahead of her. You can barely see this man. This is an Instagram post that I found, and it reminded me of my husband, Otto. Listen to what she's saying.
Jeremy is right there. Hasn't looked back once. Let's see. He realizes that I'm not right behind him.
So she's filming because the husband's so far ahead, hadn't looked back one time, doesn't realize, or maybe doesn't even care. And Dylan Stevens, who is an influencer, millions of followers, saw this video and decided to respond. And I kind of like what he has to say.
If your man is walking that far ahead of you, he is a narcissist piece of shit. He don't give a about you, because what's going to happen is when you finally catch up to him, he's going to say, where were you? You should have kept up, blah, blah, blah. When he did it deliberately the entire time as a form of control, as a form of keeping his thumb on top of you, as a way to start an argument that he knows you probably can't win. Our natural instincts is to provide and protect for our woman, especially with the sidewalk rule. We want to make sure our queen is safe at all times. It is time for you to get out of that relationship, because that man is a narcissist and could give up about you.
Okay, I don't agree with all that, but
I guess we're getting a divorce.
Simply because you abandoned me. You do this so often. No. You leave me, and we were at the airport, and he's so far ahead of me.
No, let me tell the story.
He's so far ahead of me. He gets in the train. I can't make it. He takes off without me. Train takes off. I'm left by myself at the airport.
Hold on. We're at the Denver airport. Anybody who's been there knows that it's a big airport. I'm carrying my backpack that it has two computers in it, and I'm also carrying the cat.
So those who haven't been there, imagine a Bucky-size airport. This airport is big.
Thank you,
Anthony. It's a huge airport.
And we're running late.
Yeah.
And I tell Dana, hey, let's get on. As we're coming down the escalator, I say, hey, let's get on this train. We got to get on it quick.
That's not what happened.
Yes, I did.
Nope.
I said, and so I go and I get on the train.
Because you're in front of me.
Well, I didn't even notice I was in front of you because
you
I was just trying to make sure because the doors were closing that I was going to get on the train. And I thought, Dana doesn't have anything in her hands. She'll for sure get on the train. So I get on, I turn around, and this woman looks at me, and I'm thinking that she's staring at me because I have a cat in my hands. And I go, oh, it's a cat. And she goes, you left your wife. And I said, what? And I looked, and she goes, and this guy goes, I would not want to be you. Oh, and then the entire train got to laugh at me and shame me because I left my wife behind.
You're taking around the suitcases. You're carrying the luggage.
He didn't have the luggage. We'd already checked the luggage.
But yes, I'm usually carrying all that too.
And the cat?
Yes.
And all Dana had to do was follow you?
All she had to do was follow me.
With my bag.
Your purse. Let's make that clear.
Yes.
I'm loaded up. So what side are you on, Ed?
I'm on your side here, dude. Yeah, Dana, you got to keep up there, sister.
Anthony, how many times have you asked automatic to slow down?
I'm a fast walker.
He's a fast walker.
I've always been a fast walker.
No, yeah. And then I finally get to where you are, and you're like, what took you so long? Exactly like that.
I did not say
every
that.
Time.
That guy painted a picture that I am not that man.
Not with the train, but there have been several times where we catch up, me, Anthony, and producer Chewy, and you're like, why are you guys taking so long? You never walk beside me. I had to teach you to walk on the outside of the sidewalk as we walk because you just have me out there protecting you.
I'm still going to be on automatic side on this side because sometimes if you ever travel with your girl or your wife, ugh.
What, Anthony, what?
Sometimes I'm going to need those 10 spaces to get ahead just to decompose a little bit.
Just so you can't hear them saying everything you're doing wrong.
Did I say anything to you after you abandoned me and left me and got in that train?
No, because you knew I was freaking out. I started calling her. I'm like, oh, Dana's going to get lost in this airport. I'm never going to find her. Her phone's going to be dead.
And let's preface it by it was not a train leaving across the country.
No,
it was a shuttle train going to baggage claim.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
My girl Selena Gomez, literally the most followed female celebrity on Instagram, is teaming up with Tajin, not to sell Tajin for your drinks, but to put it on your face as a makeup. Yeah, take a listen.
Growing up, my dad, my family would put Tajin on everything, and it just brings me back to that time when I was younger, and you know how you can use it in different ways, and drinks and fruit and all those things.
So you get it. It is a cheek and lip stain for her Rare Beauty line.
I'd much rather took Tajin that tastes like Selena Gomez, but
come on,
kind of gross. I got a lot of questions. Okay, does it taste like Tajin?
No, it stains. It stains your cheeks, so you have like a little blush.
So it's not going to be like spicy on your lips or something.
No. That would have been smart though, as a lip plumper.
Yeah. And then the other thing, somebody call
Selena Gomez. Otto wants to talk to her.
What if like it gets in your eye? Like if I got Tajin in my eye?
It's not spicy. It is a lip and cheek stain. Do you know what that is, Otto?
No.
Yeah, well.
It's just makeup, bro.
It's just makeup. There you go. It's
not a scented marker.
No, there's no taste. It's not scratch and sniff.
Well, they should have done it that way. That would have made it a lot more interesting.
Now that I'm thinking about it.
I'm pretty sure my sister, when she was little, she had lip stuff that tastes like stuff.
Ooh, I used to have that. It tastes like bubble gum. I swear, I
there you go,
love
Selena.
It.
You should have incorporated all those things.
Well, I just think it's interesting that she took it back to when she was little because there are old photos. We have them up at Dana Cortez Show on Instagram. Old photos of her and Justin Bieber at her house, and you can see in the background there's tacos, there's all kinds of food, and there's Tajin on the table,
ooh,
right next to lime. And so you know she's not lying when she's talking about it, and it's a great collaboration. And I know she likes spicy food. I've never understood people when we go out to eat who ask for mild Mexican food. It doesn't make any sense to me. Enchilada.
Well, everyone's got different flavor palates, Dana. And some people can take spice, some people can't.
Enchilada literally means to burn, to be like spiced up. Mm. So I don't get it.
I'm a mild guy.
I was going to say, I'm going to stand up for my guy Anthony here because I know he doesn't like anything spicy.
I've been mild my whole life, and it's actually my father as well, too, and my younger brother are all mild. But on the flip side, my grandma, she was like hot all the way, but I don't know what it is.
How did you end up mild?
I just prefer mild. I like to be able to like enjoy something. I hate when I bite in something and I feel like my whole mouth is on fire.
Because you're not used to it.
Also, if it burns going in, it's going to burn coming out. So there's that fun fact. Y'all can deal with that however
you
want to.
It's not true. It depends. And you ate a lot of hot salsa at my house one night when you were there with your
girl. Yeah, dude, I was hammered and I did not feel good the next day. That was not an enjoyable experience, dude. When you're that drunk, you'll do anything.
If I don't make our food super spicy, our daughter, Ava Maddox, will call my mother and complain on me. She will get...
She likes like spicy. And I like spicy, but I think I'm not at the level that Dana and Ava are at because they want to hurt. They want to sweat. They want to be...
Oh, no.
Yeah,
no,
and it's like they want to have a physical reaction to their food.
It's so good. I made the best lengua yesterday, which is cow tongue.
Oh, and I will say top 5 tacos Dana's ever made.
They might be the best. I made the chile really hot, and you seem to love it yesterday.
Oh, I loved it. Yeah. No, I like spicy. I've been conditioned to like spicy because I don't have a choice. But no, like I said, those are definitely Dana's top 5 tacos of all time last night.
All right. I wanted to get Jesse Watt to try these tongue tacos, and then she said, this sounds like Fear Factor. I don't know what I'm signing up for. I may bring her some tomorrow. We'll do it live on the radio.
I don't know about two-day-old tacos. Nobody wants two-day-old lengua.
Not tongue tacos.
Actually, what that is Otto's like, I'm eating all that today. There's not going to be any leftovers. All right.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.